Share it on Facebook and Twitter. Our accounts are at Cited Podcast. Shout out to all of our listeners on terrestrial radio, CITR in Vancouver, CIVL in Abbotsford, CJSF in Burnaby, CKDU in Halifax, and WVBR in Ithaca, New York. If you live somewhere else, you can tell your local campus or community station about us. They can have the show for free. Thank you to the West Coast Women in Engineering, Science, and Technology and the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council for funding our show. And thank you, as always, to the world-class Michael Smith Laboratories, home to 250 researchers and one podcast. Today's show was written and produced by Gordon Caddick, Sam Fenn, Josh GD, and myself. For everyone here at Cited, I'm Alexander Kim. Thanks for listening.
One more thing to add here, just right at the very end. We're about to start another season for the academic term that we're really excited about. We have new partners that we're working with, some special episodes that I think you'll like. And, you know, maybe the best way to put this is that for now, we have one season left of funding. And this is something, we've been in this position before, and we've been able to pull a rabbit out of a hat and keep the show alive. And we might have another rabbit left to pull out of a hat, and we might not. But for us, this is so much more than a job. We love doing this work, and it's so clear that somebody should.
Wow, so sincere.
And so, yeah, it's sincere. So what I'm going to ask people for now, all I'm going to ask is that, you know, in this last year that we're pushing to make this show, you know, what it really can be, that you help us by subscribing and sharing with people that you think would like to hear it. And that's all we need for now. And we'll keep talking to you about this, because we know a lot of you have been here listening to the show for a long time, and it does mean a lot to Gordon and me and Alex and Josh and everybody who works here. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What? Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
What are we? What are they listening to?
You're listening to
Radio
Pizza Party.
On
CITR.
Can I try radio?
FM.
Thank
CITR,
you.
Can I try radio FM?
Yes, you can, and you're doing it right now. Here we are.
Broadcasting live from the University
of British Columbia.
From the unceded territories of Musqueam Peoples.
Yep.
Yes. So today we have Radio Pizza Party. It is a kind of a talk.
Tomorrow we don't have Radio Pizza Party.
This is also true. So if you are enjoying it so far already,
keep on listening.
Yeah, wait till, keep on listening for a whole week, and then you'll hear us again next week.
You get to hear a lot of other great shows too.
Yeah, lots of amazing shows. There's shows about hip hop,
birds,
hip hopping birds,
wasps,
space,
white Anglo-Saxon
Protestants.
I'm sure
there's many about space. I'd say most of them are about space if I was to guess.
C, the C stands for cosmic, right? And CITR,
yeah.
Cosmic Integrated.
Cosmic I Try Radio?
Yeah.
All right, so what do we do on this show?
So we have a randomized topic, and we talk about it with a guest. And we do have ourselves a guest today who will be moderating.
Yeah, so we're doing it a little bit different today. Our guest, his name is Ivan Fouard.
Yeah, hello.
And
hey,
we,
this is him. And so what we're doing is we're doing a debate.
We're
so
doing
me
debates.
And Tristan are going to debate something for the entire show. And Evan is going to be our moderator. He's also given us a list of five topics.
Five
none
debate
topics. None of whom do we know.
None of which.
So we're going to pick one in a minute.
But let's do the... I don't know how to do it. Sorry, continue.
I was explaining more.
Thank you.
And when Evan hears a good point, he's got a little surprise. All right, I'm
he's going to let us know. So, Evan, I'm going to play... I'm going to do a little intro to the debate. And after I'm done the little intro, I want you to give us the first topic. Okay, Evan?
Oh, okay. Okay, pick a number between 1 and 5.
4.
4. Okay, yes. Let us know after... Tell us what that is after the little intro. For years, people have debated each other.
And this year's no different.
This year, an special exception. Last year, we had the presidential debates.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to have...
The Radio Pizza Partiential debates.
Partiential debates to figure who is the best of the Radio Pizza Party hosts. With moderator Evan... The Machine Ford.
Moderating the...
Debate!
All right, that was fun.
What is our topic there, Evan?
All right, so our topic with the number 4, should helmets be mandatory when riding a bike?
No.
I guess I'm going to have to be yes in that case. So, Evan, so I'm going to give you this. Whenever you feel like someone makes a good point, I want you to just click that bad boy, okay? Oh. Wait one second. Let me just turn off the...
Let's get a little test.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay.
All right, so Evan, you're the moderator, so you're gonna be like telling us what to do, who speaks first, you know, all that sort of thing. So you're in charge.
All right, opening statement, I'm gonna go with the against.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jack. I'm a lifelong helmet denier. I only have one concussion. I made it to 21 years. I think that's a pretty good track record. I don't think we should have helmets because your hair doesn't look cool if you've been wearing a helmet all day. And I'm a strict libertarian. I think if the government is going to force me to wear helmets, I should be able to force the government to wear helmets. I want to see Donald Trump wearing a bike helmet.
I don't think he gets on a bike.
I don't care. What I mean is... If they're going to be mandatory when I'm on a bike, they should be mandatory at all times. All right, there's my opening statement.
Okay.
Statement has been opened.
So you don't want them to take it too far?
No, I'm saying if they're taking it one step, take it 50 steps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Tristan, your opening line.
Okay, so my opening is going to be... So Jack mentioned how he's had one concussion.
Just the one.
You know how many concussions I've had, Evan?
60.
0, because I wear a helmet every time I'm on a bike, every time I'm on like a skateboard, scooter, or anything like that. So there's just showing you right there.
What are other things like a skateboard and a scooter? Give me 5.
Cars, planes, aircraft carriers.
You missed the most important, the ripstick.
If you're on a ripstick and you're not wearing a helmet, first of all, you're not looking cool, so you might as well put on a helmet.
I feel like people that ride ripsticks deserve whatever happens to them.
Okay, this is my opening statement. So, helmets,
schmelmets.
When people go to war and they get shot at, what do they wear? Helmets.
A shirt.
A shirt. Okay, I didn't
I would
do this
hope
on
they
yours.
They would wear a shirt.
They wear helmets. When people are on motorcycles going really fast, they wear helmets. They have to. That's the law. Because
is it?
Yeah, it is. If
in
you
the
don't,
States, it isn't.
If you don't wear, if you get in a car accident and you are like any sort of accident where you're supposed to be wearing a helmet and you're not wearing a helmet, you're gonna die. You're gonna be dead on the side of the road before you even hit the ground. That's how bad it is without a helmet.
May I have a counterpoint?
Wait,
are you done your opening statement?
And I just want to say that I've seen how helmets have helped me. There's times where I've fallen down
and landed on helmets
and landed on a pile of helmets, and it saved me. I didn't get hurt.
All right, that's enough from Tristan.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank
Jack,
you.
Now you're gonna be able to ask Tristan a question.
Okay,
you're gonna grill him.
Okay,
wait,
and then he's gonna have a chance to respond.
When would you say the first helmet was invented?
I would say probably like Greek times.
Wrong.
Wait, that's
20 years ago. Before that, everybody just died.
No, I've seen.
And you know what was way cooler? the world back then. Have you ever read that?
Make America Great Again. That's what you're trying to
make
say?
Make people die on motorcycles again. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so he does admit people die when they don't wear helmets on a motorcycle.
Yeah, this is not the argument. That's not the argument I'm having. What I'm saying.
That's what you said. That's not the argument, but it is what you said.
What I'm saying is, it's
he's
way
already conceded.
Cooler. It's way cooler not to ride a motorbike without a helmet.
Why is it cool to put your life in danger and therefore putting your family's hearts and like financial depending
Jack,
on the situation
your response.
Financial
you have both
life.
Asked and answered that question, Tristan.
Mm-hmm. What?
Why is it cool to put your life in danger? That's the whole point. That's what being cool is putting your life in danger.
Do you like ladies, Tristan?
Breaking your
Do I like ladies? Wait, what, moderator?
Question from the moderator. Tristan, respond.
Yes.
Why?
That's just how I'm wired, I suppose. Okay, I feel like this is...
this is getting very, like, shock territory.
Okay.
Have you ever worn a helmet?
Yes. Whenever I'm biking around in the city, I'm wearing a helmet. Jack, I want to bring up an anecdote about Mr.
Okay.
Lamming right here.
Senor Lamming, if you will.
Senor Lamming.
No, he, senor.
Senor.
Thank you.
He was biking once to work, and he told me how he almost gotten hit by a car, and he said he wished he was wearing a helmet. Because he says, I should have been wearing a helmet. That was a dangerous thing. If I would have got hit, I would have probably hurt myself.
Jack, on this crash, did you get a concussion?
Near crash.
No, okay, let me re-say what I said. I didn't say I would have hurt myself. I said I want that shirt myself. You were wearing a very cool t-shirt. And
We were wearing the same t-shirt.
Yeah. I said I didn't mean I didn't have it. I said I want it. And I do have it, so I feel good about myself, was the full sentence. I want that shirt myself, and I have that shirt myself, so I feel good about myself, was the full sentence.
Okay.
I was almost hit by a car, and yeah.
Let's go this way, from the perspective of a driver.
Would I want somebody to be wearing a helmet when
yeah.
I hit them?
Ooh.
No, like, would you feel more comfortable hitting somebody if they had a helmet?
Am I hitting them intentionally?
I mean, sure. If you're an awful person,
I would not want
sure.
to be wearing a helmet if I'm trying to hit them intentionally.
Well, there's an idea. Yeah, I imagine insurance holders would want to hit people and have them not die, which is facilitated by wearing a helmet on your
Here's
bike.
But
question.
What costs more money? Does
yeah.
it cost more money insurance-wise if you kill the person versus if you just like maimed them?
I would definitely say kill.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a question. Life insurance or health insurance?
Oh.
Because I don't think health insurance can be way more expensive than life insurance.
But you don't have to pay for life, health, death, and what?
When you kill life insurance.
When you accidentally kill someone, you don't pay their life insurance. The insurance company does.
No, not where I have bad insurance, man. I've been paying a lot of money to a lot of families.
Oh, no. Wait, oh, no.
Yeah. It's all these no helmet rallies. I put myself down as the like emergency contact, and then I hit him with my car.
Oh no!
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Tristan has some good points here.
I think Tristan may have clinched.
Jack's
on
flopping
this one.
I'm
flopping a bit. I took the wrong stance.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the next debate?
Well, what? No. Sure. I mean, yeah.
I don't think this has enough mileage to go in.
Tristan is the winner.
Yes. So why don't we go to a quick little break, come back, and then we can get into the next debate topic.
Okay.
So this song I'm about to play here is...
don't brag. You're about to play a song.
Is Walk It Back from the new national album. It is...
Going to be playing.
Is it good, Jack? Is it a good album?
It's a really good album.
The next topic's pretty good.
I've been depressed for a while, so hey...
All right, here we go with Walk It Back, the National.
I'm always moving myself to this. Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
And we're back
with
Radio
Pizza
Party.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9. Oh, we've been doing...
We've been doing
a little a debate section here, me and Jack. We've been debating random topics. We have Evan, the Machine Ford, here. He is moderating the debates.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.
So our next topic. So I have a friend. He's trying to bring back an old style, and that style would be the male crop top. Do you agree?
I know this person.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you should. Evan should assign the against or not.
That's... I'm gonna go with Jack as a yes. I feel like I could see Jack rocking a male crop top.
I know you just want to see my belly. I'm very flattered.
Your what?
My belly.
And Tristan, you'll be against.
Okay, I can swing that.
So I think we'll try again with the. We'll just go straight into a question.
Okay.
So Jack.
Wait,
actually, we'll swap it the other way around. Tristan.
I'm going to go first.
You ask one question to Jack.
Oh, well, okay. So.
Strange debate. <Yeah.
laughs> Donald, just ask Hillary something.
Yeah, whatever.
Jack, name one season when you'd want to be wearing a crop top as a male, or one situation.
One situation?
Why that would be justified.
You're playing volleyball with a couple of bitchin' babes with some bros and some cans of crispy suds.
Just hanging with the boys?
I'm going to call it July 12th.
19.
You're in Montego Bay in Jamaica.
Oh, cool.
You got a volleyball. You just flew your F-16 over. You're wearing your Ray-Bans. Your name's Tom Cruise, also known as Maverick. And you're hanging out with a rockin' crop top. Or you're Johnny Depp in Nightmare on Elm Street.
I like those points right there.
Yeah. All right. Can I ask Tristan something?
Yeah.
What do you have against men's stomachs?
It's not that I have anything against a man's stomach. It's that I have something against the the liberation of the human form.
So what you're saying is we should be more self-conscious.
Yes.
Good point.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Okay, we are done. No. I think something like the thing is with the male crop top.
Mop top,
shock jock. You have to have a very certain physique to pull, like to be able to even like be conscious enough to want to show off your stomach as a man, at least for myself. So I think it's an exclusionary piece of fabric that shows that people that is forcing people to comply to certain body types that... Hey, I don't have a set of washboards. Here, listen to these washboards. There you go. That didn't sound like anything like a washboard. And I wouldn't want to wear a male crop top. And if I saw someone wearing a male crop top, I'd be like, oh, gee.
Okay. May I?
I'm going to go swimming in the ocean with my t-shirt on.
May I?
Yes.
Okay, so your argument against crop tops essentially boils down to I can't wear them, so nobody else should.
Yes.
By that same coin, you are not attracted to men, I'm assuming. Are you against gay marriage? I would like this on the record.
But I don't. I don't wear gay marriage.
You don't wear like pride pins.
But I don't. I don't see a gay marriage and want to partake in it.
Are you calling crop tops gay?
No,
Tristan.
You're the one who brought in the whole thing.
Are you then connotating gay as bad, Tristan?
No.
All right.
This is offside. I think the whole idea that because it's exclusionary is sort of pointless, because all fashion's exclusionary.
Yeah, that's why I don't like fashion.
Oh, yeah, because you have weird proportions.
Yeah, I'm the shape of a...
basketball.
Basketball.
What are your beliefs versus buying a shirt that's too small or getting an old shirt and cutting it?
Is this a new debate?
No, it's the same thing. They're both crop top.
Okay, so...
But
I see what you're saying.
What's more acceptable?
More acceptable, I would say, is
to Tristan.
Old shirt and cutting it, because then you're reusing.
I think like the baggy crop top is an okay look, but if you're just wearing a t-shirt that's two sizes too small and you're like stuffed into it like a sausage casing, I don't think that looks very good at all.
Also, but just think about a fat man.
Yeah, I've seen Trailer Park Boys. I know what Philadelphia Collins looks like.
I just want to say, you know, Jack mentioned an imagery of Montego Bay. You're Tom Cruise. You're playing volleyball with some bitchin' babes and drinking cans of suds. Crispy can of suds. That does not sound at all good.
What's wrong with playing volleyball with your sweaty boys? You're slapping each other on the ass. Like right on it.
Because
right in the middle.
That's just so gauche. It's
gauche.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Let's do something a little bit more different.
Okay, what's a different scenario you'd wear a crop top? Rock
None,
climbing?
Because, yeah, all these things I'm imagining in a VHS kind of, the scroll is going down the screen, that VHS line. That's the kind of outdated imagery that you're giving. No one plays beach volleyball in a crop top with some crispy cans
Not
of suds
yet.
In Montego Bay while they're Tom Cruise.
All
and
right.
Do you know how many
over?
People I've seen wear yellow corduroys in the last year? That hasn't existed since like 1994, but people do it again. It's beach volleyball is coming back.
No, I'm
All
not
right.
saying. I'm saying the whole idea of that way. Imagery is very like
you're not
cheesy.
The, you're not taking issue with my crop tops, though. You're taking issue with the example I use.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. A question for you.
Yes.
What functionality does a crop top?
Ventilation.
Pose? Ventilation.
Now,
can you just not wear a shirt? That's
but
like the ultimate
ventilation. This is a personal thing for me. If I see a man's nipple, I cry. So if I want that ventilation...
Because you're so
I
happy
go,
or
because
so, you're so sad?
Because I'm so sad. Thanks for the Windows notification, Justin.
Wait, what was that?
It was for Windows Defender Summary.
Oh, okay.
You're clean as a whistle.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think... that rock climbing, maybe whitewater rafting. These are mainly like summer camp activities.
Yeah, so these are kind of summer activities.
I wouldn't wear one in the winter if that's what you're asking. I wouldn't walk. Well,
like
name,
a fur like a, fur crop top.
Name one time.
Fur crop top. Not like a coat, like a fur t-shirt cropped.
You know, name, like a fur t-shirt that everyone wears.
Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
There, I'm sure
fur
you
t-shirts.
If you can get,
I guess, in a caveman
alligator
time.
Shoes, you can get a fur t-shirt.
Caveman would probably wear that.
What were you saying?
I don't know. Oh, what? Name one scenario that's not like physical activity. What if people don't like doing those things? What use do they have for a male crop top?
You don't need any other things than a physical activity. Like
what?
That's like saying, why would you buy running socks? Like, why would running socks exist? Name one thing other than a physical activity you'd need running socks for. You don't need them. But there's a reason for them to
comfort?
Exist. Running socks aren't very comfortable. Your foot's way too constrained.
Yeah, but I like that.
Get away from me. Okay, running
what if
shorts.
You, what if you running
they're
shorts?
Way, they're way too high.
Yeah,
they're
but
way too light. You look like a harlot.
Okay, so all right, so let's. I just want to expand on that. So you said it's a harlot to wear shorter shorts than usual, but not to have. Your chest and stomach exposed.
The nipple thing, it's the same with a man's upper thigh.
I can get behind that.
Thank you, Evan. That was just a one air horn worthy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I get
that's
it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Would you like to give a...
Any closing statements or or grilling?
We got some more time on this topic. Let's
would you like to grill?
Yes.
Grill, yeah.
So the male crop top is an outdated, just unnecessary piece of cloth.
All right, I'll phrase it this way. Why do you think they went in style in the first place, Tristan? And why out of style?
Why does anything go into style and out of style? It's based on some superfluous idea that you should own or wear something because you saw someone else own or wear something. And as soon as less people own or wear something, it goes away. We're no longer in that time. And people who are trying to bring it back don't have enough social capital to pull that look off.
I think Tristan takes issue with the very idea of fashion, because about 2 months ago, he comes up to me and says, Jack, I just realized something being in style happens because somebody really cool wears it. It's like, yeah. Like, I don't know who else thought was like God was like, this season's
name
in
one
color
person who is really cool is nowadays yellow. Who's wearing a crop top, male crop top.
Pro skater I follow wears crop tops. Looks really cool.
Okay, I
probably because he's a really good pro skater.
Yeah, so name someone who is well known in the social like
Luca Sabat.
Who's that?
He's a model.
No, not a model. Models
he's ultra model- cool though.
No, models don't count because it's their job to wear clothes.
No, but he does it like on his not like on the runway. Like
no,
all the
that's
time.
Not an influencer.
You mean like a movie star, George
yeah.
Clooney?
George Clooney.
He went to Cannes with a crop tuxedo shirt. It was really gross.
And you can see his cans.
Yeah. They're so saggy.
That was Jack on the... on
it
the,
was an executive order.
An executive right. decision. So that's my closing statement.
That's your
on,
hot take
on the crop shirts.
I think this has been an episode of Hot Takes. Tristan, can you pull up the Hot Takes theme
song? It's going to take too long. I had to pull the computer over to me and then find it in the...
Tristan with the win.
Thank you, no fashion. Okay. Your final statement. I'm just going to take over.
My final statement, I think crop tops are on their way back. I don't think they'll ever fully come back because, you know, it's winter.
Would you wear a crop top? If we buy you a crop top, will you appear on the radio with said crop top?
Does it have to be on my person?
Yes. There's the ultimate question. Would you wear a male crop top if you love them? If you love them so much, Daddy, would you wear one?
Daddy?
That's my impression of you.
Father, may I have a cookie? No, I... If you guys made me a crop top, I would wear it in the booth.
All right.
Yeah. Other than that, I think they're cool. I think I'm cool. Tristan,
yeah,
you can die. and this has been a civil debate.
Okay.
Well,
Mr. Moderator.
I'm Mr. Moderator.
I think it was a pretty fair tie, but I'm gonna go with against crop top.
Yes.
There is no justice in this world. I've lost two. We have three more though.
All right, let's hit another one of these great debates.
Yeah, let me just
Jesus.
I think I should have been that guy in the Police Academy movies.
Really?
Yeah. That should be the next topic.
Okay, we are still here with the great debates. The great
two men facing off.
One debate.
For the glory of the horn.
A few debates, probably.
It might be up to five.
The ultimate battle. All right, what's our next topic?
All right, next topic. So it's a hot topic in Vancouver.
Oh, I love that joke.
Oh, I love hot topic. It's my favorite stuff.
I'm hoping one way or the other, but I'm not biased, no.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Like... What are your opinions on...
Wait.
All right.
That's not
should
how a debate works.
People be allowed...
What do you guys think of this?
Open alcohol in parks.
Who's for and who's against?
Gonna go with Jack against.
Ah, man, I'm not believing.
And
it
Tristan,
now.
You get to convince us of that sweet, sweet lick in the park.
Hey, I know what you're saying, but brother.
Give me that sweet, sweet lick.
My button.
All right, try again. That's sweet, sweet lick. Okay, my opening statements for open liquor in public.
Oh, I get it.
So, first of all, guys, what is the funnest part about drinking?
It's most fun.
What's the most fun part of drinking? That is that point of the night when you go walk around. And...
Wow. If there was like a negative buzzer, I would have hit it right there.
Okay, so when you go to old Las Vegas, one of the funnest and most novelty parts.
Novelty parts? Is that what you're calling them now?
Is that fact that you can go and you can get a beer to go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you can go walk down the old strip with a beer in your hand, and you know what? A policeman might even say to you, "Hey, brother, give me a little. I'm thirsty. Brother, I'm so thirsty, brother."
How old is this police officer?
Brother.
I'm so thirsty.
Brother.
Hey, brother.
Brother, just give me a sip of that. And then I will, because, you know, that's what that kind of society fosters, is friendship and brotherhood. Because if you are walking down the street with a open beer, just like maybe you just like are thirsty, or maybe you just had a stressful day at work and you want to walk home. And
I really want a beer now. I didn't want a beer before this. I really am craving a beer. Sorry, go on.
I'm an alcoholic.
No, my name's Jack Lamming.
Right. So I think that is just the main reason. It's like, who wants to go? Everyone wants to go in like a park or a, like any sort of public, like, yeah, like a park. Like you go to Stanley Park. If you're caught in Stanley Park drinking wine with like your fiance, you're going to get a ticket technically. Like, technically, that's illegal, which is crazy. You go to Paris, you can sit in the parks and eat cheese and drink wine all day.
Oh, I actually like drinking wine in Paris. That's a good one. Yeah. Actually, maybe a couple more.
Oh.
Jack, so is it now my turn?
Your rebuttal. What have you come up with?
Okay, so let me just say that I will admit it. When I was a younger lad, when I was like, I think I was 7. I got wasted in a park in public. Keep it together, Tristan.
Nah.
I was, I got wasted in a park. I tried to drive home.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yeah. It was in my little Tykes car. So I was in Stanley Park and I was trying to drive home to Whistler. I only made it about half the way, and then I ran over my father.
Sounds like a lie.
Was he taking a nice walk with a bit of lick?
He was having some of that sweet, sweet lick. He was dunking that sweet lick down his gullet. And I bruised his ankle really bad. And I ended up getting a ticket for public drinking.
Not drinking and driving.
No. They were cool with that because he doesn't have an engine. It was a little Tykes car.
Oh, of course.
And
a little what?
You know, the little cars, you push them around.
It's like the band, the cars, but it's the little Tykes.
Right.
And
right.
I thought the fine was bad. I was like, this is ridiculous. I should be able to drink and Tyke if I want. And then I noticed all the roads. I noticed the public universities. I noticed the healthcare. I was like, how else are they paying for this? With public drinking tickets. Also, look at cities that don't have any public drinking laws. Uh-huh. Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina. Paris.
Louisiana is a state, I'll mind you.
Paris, all those earthquakes.
Mm.
London, World War II.
Hmm?
Oh.
All of these places don't have any public drinking laws.
London doesn't?
London doesn't, and it's terrible. Let me tell you.
Really?
All these people... It's Bacchanalia.
Ah.
Yeah. Because I was there and somebody was drinking and I was like, step back or I'll nail you in the head with this big old fist of mine.
Oh, no.
Alrighty.
So I am against public drinking because it is morally bankrupt.
Okay, I will rebut those.
Get your butt out of my face.
Oh, right, sorry. I will now butt. Let me zip my butt up. So Jack says that all of our infrastructure is paid for.
Not all of it, just your roads, water fountains, and public universities.
What's left?
Schools.
Schools. Schools. Schools.
And hospitals.
And hospitals. So I want to tell you a little story
about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
About a little story here. First of all, so I'm for drinking, right? Yes. Yes.
I'm just going to answer with the horn from now on as a yes.
What does no mean?
Somewhere okay. Someone just went deaf.
Popping the peas. So I just want to address a few things Jack said.
Yes.
So he is pro drinking and driving, even though, or no, pro drinking. He is anti drinking in public, but pro drinking and driving.
No, I'm pro drinking and little tyking.
Little tyking.
I think anybody that should that can fit into a little tyke's car should be allowed to ride that thing around plastered.
But not in a park.
Not in a park.
Okay, so you say cities that have no public liquor laws are prone to detritus of social laws.
Yes.
But look at Las Vegas. That is a paradigm of good Christian values. You walk down the you walk down the strip there, and guy hands you a little pamphlet. Get to meet some some love. And Jesus talked a lot about love in the Bible, Jack. Agape, that means love in Jesus, and in the language
Jewish, so it's in Jew.
Okay, it's not that kind of show. It was Yiddish. So and then Louisiana, do you think jazz would be a thing if there was no open liquor? If there was open liquor laws in Louisiana?
I feel like jazz is from...
How would Miles Davis get to a concert if he wasn't allowed to...
I think we're mistaking from where jazz originated.
Yeah.
What, New Orleans?
I think you mean blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, even more so. These guys are so sad. If they were...
Because of the drinking.
No, because... No, they were so sad that if they couldn't walk to the gig while drinking a beer or drive to the gig while drinking a beer, they would... Would just stay home. There would be
no
blues music.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no. That's how my headphones blew. What you're thinking, so when blues was invented, New Orleans and Louisiana, by extension, had public drinking laws, so you couldn't. That's where they were stuck in their little bars, and they'd have to like, skitty-bop-bop, I'm so sad. They'd blues all the time because they were so sad. Then they'd get in their little tiny cars and pedal home. And that's where all good music has come from, is from people that can't drink outside.
Oh. I disagree.
Well, I will fight you in the street.
Well, we could, you know, there's one thing. You should be able to fight in the street. Why, if you want to have it, you should be able to have a drink and fight someone in the street.
Have you heard of the app Rumbler?
That's the one where you...
It's like Tinder, but it's for people who want to fight.
Oh, this is a perfect segue into a further topic.
Wait, well,
we have to wrap this topic up first.
So,
we'll call back to this segue in about 10 minutes.
Closing arguments from Mr. Lyman.
Closing arguments. I think that public drinking leads to degeneracy. Moral
shown
aplomb.
That. Haven't shown that.
And people questioning the teachings of the Mormon Church. I believe that if more person drinks a beer outside, we will all be sucked into hell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tristan?
I think...
Opening statements?
Rebuttal?
My closing statements here is that drinking in public, when it really comes down to it, just fun. Just plain old fun.
Just fun.
You want to go for a skateboard around the city, drinking yourself a big old bottle of malt liquor? That's the dream.
That does sound fun. You know what? I'll concede. Drinking and skateboarding is really fun.
Or if you want to go walk down to the park, shotgunning a beer the entire way, because that's the only way you can get to the park without just like wanting to just not go to the park with your children to the playground. You should be able to. If you want to go hang out, attach wine to your body, become wine man, and just drink off your body, you should be able to do that. That's my closing statements.
Well, the only good argument, or actually any arguing points at all, was from Tristan.
Excuse me. I argued that public drinking led to hurricane, so I'd like to say that.
You Ann Coulter.
Well, I think we're at 2-1 now. So Tristan takes the lead.
3-0.
It's 3-0.
It's 3-0. Jack
is going by pure majority. Tristan wins already.
Well, my memory is gone. Too much drinking in
the bar. Maybe we'll fit 2 more in.
Aha.
Why don't we go to another little break here? Hopefully that this next song will work. It is from an official website, so. This is
hilarious.
Always, I believe it's pronounced.
It could be all the thighs.
I don't think it's all vase. The song is In Undertow, and it's from the new their new album, which is came out the 8th of September.
Remember.
Bye.
Hey. All right, bye.
Somebody called Guy Fox because I got a guy who's he's a bit of a fox. Okay, we're going to...
This guy, Fox.
All right, here we go.
There's no turning back after what's transpired. No turning, there's no turning back. the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
We're back.
And seamlessly.
With topic
wait,
number...
Wait a sec here.
85.
Radio Pizza Party. I am Tristan.
Hey, I'm Jack.
We got the moderator.
The machine.
Evan.
Ford.
Ford. Today is The Great Debates Continues On.
We have a debate.
And we have talked liquor laws.
We're talking about
We've talked.
Let's drink some booze.
Man crop tops. Okay.
So professional.
So we're moving on to topic number 4. Tristan has a large lead of 3 points.
To zero.
An unsurmountable lead by any mathematician.
But he's
our
the moderator.
Next topic.
He can do his magic.
Jack has a lot of experience in the next topic area, so.
I think the mic can pick that up.
No, you twisting the cap of the pen. Give me the pen.
Smelly marker pens, my bad.
They're just so much fun.
So, our next topic. Has Tinder ruined dating?
Who has what?
I have, yes, it has ruined dating.
And I have, no, it hasn't ruined dating.
It's enhanced the experience.
Wait, that's, okay.
That's your
yeah,
point.
Sure, yeah, I'll take that. All right,
who wants to go first?
You're the moderator. You pick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with for dating. Tinder. Tristan.
I'm for dating.
Hey, Tinder.
What has
up?
Tinder offered the youth of today that we didn't have a long time ago?
Okay.
Tell us for dating.
So I'll say the first thing. The first thing, I imagine, I haven't really dated people. The
Ever,
hardest part,
anyone?
Oh, I mean, that's not entirely true, but it's been a while.
It's bad.
The hardest part about dating is finding, first of all, if someone even finds you attractive, pleasant, anything. People are hard to understand sometimes. You know, you can look at someone and be like, yeah, that's an attractive person. I hope they also think I'm attractive. But wouldn't there be a better way to find out what their interests are, what their log lines are, what sort of things they like to talk about and what sort of things...
Sorry, what's
take
a log line?
Like, you know, like a little fun little, like, log line, like on a movie. Like, in space, no one can hear you scream. Things like that.
What their, like, motto is?
Yeah. And with Tinder, it is all there with but the click of a mouse, my dear boy. You can...
Click of a mouse. I think it's more of a swipe.
A swipe. But, so you're on the Tinder. If you think someone looks attractive, or you look like, you know, in your own personal opinion, you can go left, or is it right? Right is for good, right? I've never used Tinder.
We have somebody in a relationship here.
Yeah, Tinder over here and the moderator are both in relationships.
So is Tinder right or like good or
I'm
bad?
I'm not telling you.
Swipe right. Swipe right is good. Yes. So you can look at someone, oh, they look cool, but hey, looks aren't everything. Click. Oh, here's some information. Oh, we both love Star Wars. We both love eating melons. We both love playing in mud. Swipe right.
Do you find a lot of potbelly pigs?
Yeah. My potbelly pig Chewbacca loves Star Wars, eating melons. And
well, that was an amazing opening statement from Tristan. I think we'll move on to Jack. Why do you hate Tinder?
I hate Tinder because I have a lot of experience with Tinder. Do you know why you can't send photos on Tinder chat? Like when you match with somebody, you can send like gifts or
bragging. Humble brag.
Yeah, humble brag. I got one match once. Her name was Jacinta. I message her every day. And you can't send photos. There's a very obvious reason why. It's because people on Tinder are deviants and they're gross.
What?
I wish we could just play so lonely behind all of Jack's arguments.
Wow, I feel like the moderator's a little bit biased here. Yeah, I've been on many Tinder dates and only one of them has gone well. That's because we robbed a bank.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It was pretty great. Yeah, I'm still like good. I've haven't.
Wait,
to take
so what do you mean they're
loan.
Deviants and like what do you mean by deviants? I think you're not saying that. Like sexual.
I'd like to leave perverts? It at deviants. I'm just gonna leave it at deviants.
All right.
Like my favorite show when I was a kid. Leave it to deviant.
Okay, so people are you can't send you photos because people are.
They'll send little pics of their.
All right, so an early an early debate shakeup.
Oh.
I want. Your best pickup line from both of you. Just a little mid-debate. So, Tristan, your pickup line has to be as if it's from Tinder, a good pickup date, pickup line from that you'd see on Tinder. While Jack, your pickup line just do.
Just do.
Wait, so mine would be a pickup line to show why Tinder's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoop. Oh, look, I got a match. Cool.
That's a weird start to a text.
Whoop. Oh, look, it's that girl that I thought was cute. Oh, I'll send her a message. Hey, Stacy.
Mom's got it going on.
Hey, Stacy. I want to meet your mom. Just get it, like the song? Anyways, I think you're cute. Let's party.
Let's party?
Oh,
let's
my
pal
button
around.
Doesn't
let's
work.
Get nuts. Okay, let's say I'm in a bar situation, I look at a girl, and I hold my phone up to like her face, and I swipe right, like in the air.
Like on the photo app?
No, like I'm not holding my phone, I'm holding my hand up as if I was holding my phone. I'm imagining the Tinder app, I swipe right, and if she says, ding.
Yeah, okay.
That's my pickup line. She has to hold her hands up, point towards herself, and go, ding, and then I'm in. Happened once. Her name was Jacinta. We talk every day.
Wow. Yeah. Well.
That was a good shake.
Yeah. All right. Should we go back to the original argument?
Yeah.
I don't know. Moderator?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now we'll get into the question period. So, Tristan.
Yes.
What experience do you have with Tinder?
I'll be honest here, Evan. You know, I don't want to come in front of all these kind listeners and lie to their faces, but I've had no experience with Tinder in my life.
You have no
how about,
direct experience?
Yeah, yeah. How about some friends? Do you know friends who have gone together with Tinder and lasting relationships? Or
I'll say not close friends, not so much, at least for sure. Like, but I also don't hang out with a lot of people. Evan, how did you meet your girlfriend?
Oh,
was it Tinder?
No, I was hungover and she made me pancakes.
Okay, that's
putting him on blast, saying he has a girlfriend.
Well, dude. Well, Jack.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say that there are definitely people who have met on Tinder and have gotten married. I think actually, famous musician Father John Misty met his wife on Twitter or Tinder.
yes, Twinder.
On Twitter. So there's
okay
Tinder. Crap.
Cool.
Crap.
Great argument from great answer. Jack.
It wasn't good. He didn't ring the
so
bell.
So what's the worst experience you've had on
Tinder?
Ring
that bell. Jump for joy.
Oh,
not to put you on the
man,
spot.
Man, worst experience I've had on Tinder.
This is a man with a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you ask
him?
Dude.
This does not get old. I once went on a Tinder date with a girl. It was actually on campus here, and we went to Mahone's.
Humble brag.
Humble brag. I go to university. And we went to a bar on campus, and then we went to another bar on campus that is some 20 meters from this very spot. We went to the pit, and...
The what? More like the...
New pit,
old pit?
You know
what I'm trying to say.
The hole in the ground?
You know, like the pit, around, you know, like the... Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it now, bro.
You know, hit at an S. Okay.
Sounds like a Castlegar saying, hit at an S, am I right? And she ended up making out with another dude on the dance floor.
Next to
while
you.
I was next to me, like directly next to me.
I was there.
Yeah, Tristan was there, and so was his girlfriend, and then we got drunk in one of the dorms.
Wait. No, we didn't. You can't say that. Just
wait.
We didn't break any rules.
Yeah, we didn't break any
no,
rules.
No, I know, but I just don't like that.
Hey, you're not above seven people, so it's not a party.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was my worst experience. Oh, and the girl that stabbed my dad.
Mm.
But that's a different thing. I'd rather not get into it.
Well, I mean, that's... Jack, you can't
Jack
go for the
button. Jack giving himself some points, yeah. But I'll allow it.
What?
I don't mean to buzz my own horn.
I want to have points.
No fights for the buttons. But
this is getting dangerously close to shock jock territory.
Well, I think that was a good point. You know, I feel like you're a man of many words, Jack, and
not
many
of them good.
Yeah, many life experiences
so
that
backhanded.
Ended in dark places. But Tristan.
Yeah.
Do you believe
in
Tinder
life after love? Yes.
Could get any better?
It's perfect. It's a perfect platform.
Let us send money. Let us send money.
I think there is a bit of an objectification aspect to Tinder, which I think is
that's,
goes with it.
That's
but,
every
I mean,
aspect
but
of Tinder.
That's part of the fun. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
That was the worst noise I've ever heard.
Well, wow.
All right. We're just about running out of time here, folks. Evan, you know the rules for naming an episode. Why don't you start us
off?
Wait,
no, he didn't say who won the...
Oh, yeah, who won that point?
Oh, definitely Jack. I'm guy, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, it's only, you know, one.
His experience was so sad and disheartening.
That was a dark day. Because we went out at night.
The darkest part, the darkest day, night.
All right, so
we are about at the end of our time here.
On Earth.